morning. We all know what that means.
Don't tell me they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the little ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
It was nothing ultra
premium
about that.
It was
great,
and that's why you guys can't handle it.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. Some pretty good entries this week, including Hall of Fame e-break performer Norm Hitchkiss, who was talking about the incredible run for Dallas Baptist. Pretty wild that they're knocking off some pretty big wheels in the NCAA tournament. Well, Norm, we think, was trying to say incredible. We think that's what he was after, but who knows? Maybe this is the word that he meant.
What?
It's a wonderful program, but nobody thinks of them in that they've played in fag. Incredible competitive baseball for you. Wait, but what a chance to get in the final eight.
What did he do?
The final eight.
Oh, my.
I think that was a new word.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
It was a word. About three different words.
Let's all move on.
Don't alert the e-break of the week.
I am the e-break of the week, Norm.
Look who you're talking to.
Good luck to the Patriots.
That is unbelievable. What a great...
How does that word happen?
...neologism. What? I don't know. I guess fantastic and incredible, but I don't know where the G came from.
And when you've already started incredible by saying in, how do you shift to fantastic at that point?
I'm sure they're just beginning of that one more time.
It's a wonderful program. But nobody thinks of them in that they've played in fag-credible competitive. What a chance to get in the final eight.
I folks at Dallas Baptist thinks of that characterization of their program.
I know. Yeah, it had to be. Yes, it had to be a Christian organization he's talking about too. And I want to know what was going on in Norm's head that caused him to make that Freudian slip.
I think he was looking at Saroy at the time when he said it for some reason.
And then what are you saying about Saroy?
Well, he was in the room next to him. There's a good chance that he was.
Way to take a shot at the innocents.
Wow. I'm not taking a shot. I'm just telling you who was around him.
Sitting in there doing his job.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're calling him that.
I didn't call him that. Norm did. All right, let's go to candidate number two, and that is one Danny Bayless from The Hardline. It happens from time to time on the ticket. Someone on your show is talking, and then you're listening to them. But maybe you're thinking about your next thought, or in the case of Danny, maybe he's talking to phone callers or something. But it's that embarrassing moment when you repeat the same point that someone else on your show just made.
But, you know, it's just like what Carlisle said, and he was genius at the time, before the series started. He said, look, we only play with one basketball. If there are three basketballs on the court, we're screwed. But there's one ball. So, you know.
Yeah, he said we can't outrun them, we can't outjump them, but there's only one ball out there.
Right. And so, you know, it's almost like having, I don't know, Gale Sayers and O.J. Simpson in your backfield. I mean, you can.
Or like having Tony Dorsett and Herschel Walker.
Exactly.
But that can't happen, can it?
It sounds great, but both guys aren't going to go off for 250 yards. There's just not enough footballs. So,
Carlisle put it best. He said, you know, they got superstars, but there's only one basketball. Remember at the beginning of this thing? Hello?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, emergency break.
What happened?
Dude.
Have you not been listening to the show?
Yeah.
That's what we just said for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, we each said it about six times.
We'll make it seven. Just trying to hammer the point home.
You are the hammer.
Oh, man.
No, he's gone.
That's what's awesome about you.
That was very hammer-esque, though, if that's
that
the case.
That is what's awesome about you. And right when he said, hey, Carlisle said it best, I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. There's only one basketball out there.
It's so true.
Well, I know, it is.
So Corby mentions the quote. Reiner quotes the quote. Mm-hmm. Then they give examples of what the quote means. And then Danny says, hey, you know what?
Hey, screw all that stuff. You know who said it best.
Let me tell you something here. Let me wrap this whole thing up here and tell you something you hadn't heard yet.
And you know what I love? When they when they have Danny on the run, and Ryan says, have you not been listening to the show? He goes, yeah, I have.
Yeah, I have. Uh-huh.
All of
what?
Except the parts that you guys were saying. I was listening to it. All right, so there's Danny up for an e-break. And this late entry, this happened overnight on the Sporting News Network that we carry. The Overnight Takeover, hosted by John Harris.
Funny.
Well, the Overnight Takeover got hit by a P1 last night. And this random P1 is up for an e-break for trying to introduce baby arm to a guy named John Harris.
The minutes that you get from Brian Cardinal, that's essentially like that. That's sprinkles on a Sunday. The Sunday's great. You don't need it, but man, the sprinkles really make it nice.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. We call him Dad down here in Dallas because he looks like a dad.
He does.
And, you know, so baby arm.
Yeah?
Yeah, baby arm. Have you heard of baby arm?
No, I haven't. I haven't. And I'm a little scared to ask about baby arm, to be honest with you.
Does that have something to do with BJ's poem and
maybe
eating meat?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, that was a great segue talking about Brian Cardinal.
He has to go back in. What?
All right, a few funny things there. One is how that host just loses his place when he's talking. Has no idea where he's going before he comes up with the great analogy of sprinkles. And then that caller, when he just stops down and pauses for a long time, it's just like baby arm.
Totally out of it. 3 o'clock in the morning, they're telling how many beers in, and he just degenerated to the point of baby arm. All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Danny, or random P1 derailing John Harris of the Overnight Takeover. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Hank McMonagle's Love Swing.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Not a candidate, and I don't think he has one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Diarrhea Giorgio.
Ooh.
He's not a candidate, and that is not an official nickname. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, boys, do me the same. I'd like to vote for Danny.
Okay, Chief, we got you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
You might die.
The fake Natalie Maines.
Die.
Hey, need a dog about for big dummy and a 50-year-old marriage. Love you, Georgie.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Incredible baby arm.
Well, see, that's it's an undervote.
No, it's not. It's a norm vote.
Okay, but he also said baby arm.
Yeah, I think it's an undervote.
Okay, yeah. That's a split vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Fosh, Bornborn.
Courage, courage.
Go away.
Courage.
Go away.
Courage.
Get a life. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for a Diarrhea Giorgio.
You need to get a life too, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I want to vote for Buddy Lee's black ass.
Oh, my gosh. The hell?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, George. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Hey, I'm in bed waiting for you right now.
No, you're not. Who you vote for?
Your mom.
I knew it.
My mom is no longer here. Sir.
Indeed.
Why do you want to bring that up?
That's
why does he want to do that?
That's a tough one.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Guys, I'm so exhausted from watching that game last night. It was just so incredible.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Frantic Giorgio showing up on your front porch in the middle of the night with blood on his hands.
That is not a candidate and also not funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Norman for Dan to shut up when other people are talking.
What?
Again, an undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I just want to say I was living the dream before the dream happened, Tom. Back to you.
All right. Yeah, we didn't make that a candidate because...
Wait, why didn't we make that a candidate?
Well, because it turns out that was not an e-brake because seconds later, Dave Barnett said... And it is a dream to work with Tom Greed. That guy
edited that. It was not edited. It was just, that was the action, that's how it actually aired.
Yeah, but there is a story behind it. We don't have time to get into that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
George's Blue Flame.
Now that is some frickin' comedy there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I want to vote for Buddy Lee's black ass.
What is going on? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Dan, Paul, Stu, Ed, Billy.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-brake?
Yeah, is it Giorgio's bloody chocolate milk?
Son of a bitch, I'll chase you down.
Don't call him son of a bitch.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Big Dumb Danny.
He's one vote away. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to vote for Homosexual Baseball.
Okay.
So weird.
God.
That's a Norm vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Chub Chub's Mudslide because there's only one ball.
Okay, so...
I'm telling you, this is it.
Wasn't that a Danny vote, though?
How?
Because there's only one ball.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right, let's give it to Danny. That's enough of that painful voting. How many is that for Danny?
Well, that is his 11th win. He passes the Sterminator for 8th place overall.
Okay. Well, let's listen to this genius thrown out by one Dan Paul Bayless.
But, you know, it's just like what Carlisle said, and he was genius at the time, before the series started. He said, look, we only play with one basketball. If there are three basketballs on the court, we're screwed. But yeah. There's one ball. So... You know,
they said we can't outrun them, we can't outjump them, but there's only one ball out there.
Right, and so you know, it's almost like having I don't know, Gale Sayers and O.J. Simpson in your backfield. I mean, you can,
or like having Tony Dorsett and Herschel Walker.
Exactly,
but that can't happen, can it?
It sounds great, but both guys aren't going to go off for 250 yards. There's just not enough footballs, so.
Carlisle put it best. He said, you know, they got superstars, but there's only one basketball. Remember at the beginning of this thing? Hello?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, emergency break.
What happened?
Dude.
Have you not been listening to the show?
Yeah.
That's what we just said for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, we each said it about 6 times.
We'll make it 7. He's trying to hammer the point home.
You are the hammer.
Oh, man.
No, he's gone.
That's what's awesome about you.
That was very hammer-esque, though, if that's
that
the case.
That is what's awesome about you. And right when he said, hey, Carlisle said it best, I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Hey, there's only one basketball out there.
It's true.
Well, I know, it is.
Boy, he said it so confidently, and he's going to introduce the point that's going to wrap this whole thing up.
He's taking control of the show. Yeah. He's going to word it in a way that everyone, instead of these guys sitting there fishing around here.
Way to go, Danny. Way to go. 810 here on Sports Radio 13.